The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
It is 9:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 28 degrees right now. Overcast in Flemington. The winds are 5 miles an hour from the southwest. Today is Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. Periods of rain and snow today. A high of 38, winds west-northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of precipitation 70%. Some clouds tonight, a few flurries or snow showers possible, a low of 5, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of only 21, winds west-northwest 10 to 20. On Valentine's Day, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with periods of light snow later in the day, accumulation only about 1 inch. Same with Saturday night with a low of 11. On Sunday, windy with a few clouds from time to time. A few flurries are possible, a high of 13. And Monday, we get up to 23 with sunny skies. Temperatures in our area right now, 34 in White House, 30 in Lebanon, 34 in Phillipsburg, 32 in Frenchtown, 28 Raritan, 31 in Hopewell, 32 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, UnderchamberRadio.com. I'm talking with some guests here. FEMA Corps is the name of the organization, obviously a branch of the Federal Emergency Management Association, FEMA. And we've had some other folks in here back in October, but this is a great chat. Three people representing FEMA Corps today, Patrick Riegert, Janae McClure, and Keisha Eilers, are joining me this morning, and we're going to talk about how they got involved and all the different roles and responsibilities that they've taken on over the last couple of months. So I want to bring them on in. Good morning, ladies and gentle person. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here.
So let's give a quick introduction and shout out. I know there's probably some folks out there that you want to say hello to. Let's start with Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Anybody you want to say hello to out there?
I'd like to say hello to my team who's listening in from our office.
All right, team. And I, Daryl tells me that you guys had a chat with the group that came in October, so hopefully they're listening in and smiling from ear to ear, knowing that you're going through the grilling that they went through in October. So, I have Janae. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome to Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Anybody out there you want to say hello to?
Say hello to my team leader and my team, Otter 5.
How you got them brainwashed, Daryl? How does that work? Don't you have, like,
mom, dad,
relatives, kids, friends, relatives? Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine.
If- It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and where they share with you firsthand their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, we have a very special guest today as we come to you from the studios of WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. It is an honor to have our friend, Professor Stuart Diamond, who teaches a course at the Wharton School on negotiations that has been the most sought-after business course at Wharton for over 15 years. And the good news, if you haven't had a chance to attend Professor Diamond's classes, much of what he teaches right there can be found in his number one best-selling book, Getting More, How You Can Negotiate to Succeed in Work and Life. Let's welcome our friend, Stuart Diamond. Stuart, welcome to Legends of Success.
Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you here. Haven't seen you for a couple of months. Billy and I were honored to be a guest in your class. We were absolutely amazed.
And have you used something already?
Oh, absolutely. You would believe what I negotiate to get her to do now.
Well, that's a good start.
But I do like I saw somewhere in one of your interviews where you said, you mentioned in your class, you said, you know, sometimes it's easier to tell my wife that she's right, even though I might not think so. And then you felt guilty and went home, and you told her. What'd she say to you?
I'm trying to remember. She said, that'll work.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
So anyway, she's pulled that one on me. Why, Stuart, there have been countless numbers of books on negotiation prior to yours. And then Getting More comes out. It's released and explodes. It went number one New York Times, number one Wall Street Journal, number one USA Today, and countless others. It's translated more than 12 languages. What is so different about Getting More? What have you done differently?
I spent about 25 years looking at what worked and what didn't work and got rid of the game theory and economic theory and just watched 30,000 people I taught and consulted with in 50 countries. And I found out that much of what people do in dealing with others doesn't work very well. Power, leverage, threats, logic, win-win, walkouts, all that sort of thing. And I found that instead, making human connections, finding out the perceptions in people's heads first gives you a better starting point. And valuing those perceptions gets them to be more open to persuasion. For example, it's a simple thing. Instead of saying, I deserve a raise, you say to your boss, how could I meet your needs so much you give me a raise? In other words, it starts with them. Small changes make big differences. To solve the 2008 writer's strike, instead of saying we deserve a fair shake here, I asked the Writers Guild to go to the studio heads and say, are you happy? We're not happy. Well, how can we make each other happy? And so it starts with the human connection. It's tremendously collaborative, but it's also very, very precise on meeting your goals. I advise people, you don't jump into the water with sharks when you're bleeding. You don't deal with people as collaborators who are out to hurt you. But you start with, how can we both make things better?
Absolutely. Like you've said, and it was coincidentally when we had Jack Welch on our show, the retired chairman and CEO of General Electric, you both said the same words independently of each other. You said, it's about them. You must start. Because most people, isn't it, as you have stated before, Stuart, they've been taught wrong. Most of what they've learned, they've been taught incorrectly. And so it starts being about them, doesn't it?
Instead of saying, here's my proposal, you say, what are you thinking about? In addition to Google using this, and this is sort of interesting, U.S. Special Operations, SEALs, Special Forces, etc., is using this now extensively in Afghanistan and elsewhere. Because they found out if they say to a tribal leader, instead of threatening them, if they say, what are your needs? We see you've been a war hero against the Soviets. They will tell you where the bombs are buried in the road, and they will tell you where the enemy is. And so you will get a tremendous amount of intelligence simply by making a connection. Let's bring this back to Philadelphia. During Hurricane Sandy, planes were delayed for days. People went to the airport, couldn't get on the plane. My students get on a plane the first plane out. Because instead of saying, I need a seat on a plane, they said to the agent, how's your family? It's a small change. People say, well, didn't the agents feel manipulated? No, they said, finally somebody cares about me. And so small change, significant results. Just taking a moment to think about who is this other person, whether my spouse, my kid, the person standing on their feet all day in the store, the boss, who are they, what does their life look like, and how can I make a connection with them first before doing anything else?
Absolutely. And, you know, it really is that emotional connection. It really is all about them. And so often, you know, I've always wondered when you look at Congress, you know, you see the Republicans, you see the Democrats. It's almost like they were trained to be, as you say, combative versus collaborative.
Right. What's interesting is that studies show that as long as you value differences, the more different people are, the more money you make. That companies with work groups that have significant perceptual differences create three times as many marketable ideas because they promote creativity. For each 10% in diversity added to a U.S. city, net income for the region increases by 15%, which is why Silicon Valley is located outside of San Francisco. So if you say you disagree with me, I want to say that's great. Let's disagree some more.
Right.
Now, you've got to value differences. Now, my question, of course, would be, do you think Congress is more like Google or Rwanda?
Right.
Unless, of course, to answer your question, you see somebody on TV saying from either party, I'm so glad my colleague across the aisle disagrees with me. I value the time they put into it. I welcome the chance to talk to them about our differences so we can add value for the American people. And the last time you saw that on TV was never. And that's part of the problem. Wrong model in their head.
Right. And, you know, being collaborative, as I heard you state before, Stuart, is that instead of going for a bigger piece of the pie, being collaborative grows the entire pie and everybody gets a larger piece.
Incremental.
Incremental,
right. Why kids negotiate? Can I have a cookie? Or can I have a half a cookie? Can I have a little crumb of a cookie?
Right, right.
You see, and the thing is, the difference between no cookie and a crumb of a cookie is much bigger than the difference between a crumb of a cookie and a whole cookie. And so once I get you to be accepting, let's talk about X, let's give a little something to each other, it'll grow from there. That's the model the technology industry has used. You get a model and you replicate the heck out of it.
Absolutely.
People want everything at once, though, and that's not right.
It was like you gave an anecdote once, a true story about Alexander, your son, and he wanted to go to – you want him to go to bed, and your wife said – he wanted to stay up an extra hour, and your wife is upset. And you said to him, instead of an hour, how about –
I think I said three minutes.
I heard three. Could be seven.
Yeah, that's right. It was 3 minutes. I'm sorry. Your memory's better than mine. And he said okay. And actually, it was homework, not going to bed.
Oh, homework,
and,
right?
And it was 7:30 at night. And my wife said, "I want you to do your homework now." And he said, "How about 8:30?" And she got really angry at him. And I said, "How about 7:33?" He said, "Okay." And my wife said, "What's going on here?" What happened was kids are very incremental, like I just mentioned.
Sure.
And what I did, what I said essentially is, Alexander, I understand how kids negotiate. And for that, he gave me a 57-minute concession.
Right. And what you did is it was about him. And like you said, kids want power, but you have to be careful how much power you give them. But you have to acknowledge them and show them you respect them too.
With kids, it's about the trade. And parents say, I don't want to bribe my kids. But you know, there's an ice cream cone might be a bribe every day. It's not a bribe every 3 weeks. Adults mm-hmm. work for salaries and bonuses.
All right.
And why should kids work for free? And don't tell me that taking out the garbage improves the world. You know, the kid gets that. Want him to do it. And so you want to know, well, what's the trade?
Absolutely. And it's incrementally. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. We are so happy to have our friend Stuart Diamond, Wharton School professor. He also teaches at Penn Law. The man has a number one international bestseller called Getting More. It has got to be. And everyone says, John, don't endorse, but I'm telling the truth based on all the reviews. And Billy and I have read it. We've been to his class. This is the Bible of negotiation. I encourage you to read it. It's called Getting More. We'll be back with more of Stuart Diamond right after this.
I was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Less than 10% of the reason a deal will occur or fail has to do with the substance of the matter. More than 90% has to do with the people in the process. Those are the words of Stuart Diamond, our guest today. Give me an example of what you're talking about. I mean, that's just like the reverse of whatever anybody would think, Stuart.
I was giving a speech at a local college. Halfway through the speech, some guy abruptly got up and marched out into the hallway. I thought he was unhappy. After the speech, he came up to me and he said, when I heard what you said, I went out to the hallway, I got on the phone, and I called this guy I've been negotiating for a year to get a deal done. And I said to him, you know what? I've been a jerk for a year. Can I apologize tomorrow morning? He said, we met the next morning and we finished our deal before noon. Wow. After a year of arguing over the facts.
And the crystallized thought here is because?
Is because he made a human connection and
yes.
He said what was going on. The best negotiators say what's going on. People do not expect you to agree with them. They do expect you to be straight with them. I think that probably both Obama and Bush won re-election because they said about the same thing in the renomination acceptance speech, which was, you might not agree with where I stand, but at least you know where I stand.
Right.
And so if we're not getting along, I want to say, how come we're not getting along?
Right.
That treat. If you say how much do you want to spend, I'll say I don't feel comfortable telling you right now. Maybe I will if we know each other better. People appreciate the directness to talking about the individual feelings and dynamics.
And you know, Stuart, as you've said in the past, and I've heard you say, is that people have to almost unlearn just about everything they've ever learned about negotiation.
Yes.
Somehow there's a perception that when you negotiate, you've got to slam the other
Here's
person.
Here's an example.
Right.
You learn from many attorneys, withhold as much information as possible, release as little as possible.
Right.
This model says release as much information as you can as long as it doesn't torpedo your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means I want to tell you because the more information you give to people, the more value you can add. My wife and I sold our house about 10 years ago when I moved from New York to Philadelphia in a bad market for the asking price within 2 days because we'd put together a little booklet for potential buyers of things to do in Northport, Long Island, New York, movies, dry cleaners, restaurants, schools, etc. And everything we put in this booklet was public information that any buyer could have dug up in 60 minutes. But the fact that we disclosed this information valued them. You do things for people, even if they're small, they value you. It's like you come back from a business trip and your spouse says, you could have brought me a rose. And a lot of people don't, but it means a lot of people. And when people say in deals, let's just give a monetary incentive, what's the analog? Well, buy your own rose. I'll give you $5. That doesn't work.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so you want to see about the things you can give people that they appreciate. A kind word. A recommendation for a restaurant.
Sure.
Something that meets somebody's needs on a small basis. A school they could send their kid to. These mean as much as almost anything else you can give somebody.
And, you know, Stuart, it goes back to the old adage, no matter how bright and capable you are, before people want to know what you know, they want to know how much you care. And if you start that, you've said before, is that the great way to open up a conversation, negotiation, to say, and I heard you say, we have a mutual opportunity here if we can collaborate. That's a great way to open
it up. We convinced 3,000 people, farmers in the jungles of Bolivia, to start growing bananas, stop growing coca. And I went down there to the first group. We didn't speak the same language. I didn't look anything like them. And I said, we seem different, but I bet we want a better life for ourselves and our children. It took 10 seconds to become their brother.
That's amazing.
It doesn't take a lot of words or a lot of time. It just takes the right words.
It's the connection. Well, the anecdote, when Billy and I visited with Jimmy Carter, and the one question I was dying to ask him, how in the world did you put together the Begin and Sadat Accord? And do you remember the anecdote he gave us?
Yes, he talked about the fact that this was for their grandchildren.
Right.
People make those connections.
And it worked.
We've been doing studies, stereotype studies around the world since the book came out. And we found out that around the world, no matter what culture or country, the foremost connection people want to make is family. Second is friends. Third is personality. Fourth is hobbies. Sixth is occupation. And then is stereotype. And so that's a much better way of looking at the human dynamic.
It's really a connection to the heart. Folks, if you're just tuning in, our guest today is Stuart Diamond, a Wharton School professor, number one bestseller of an international book, Getting More, How You Can Negotiate to Succeed in Work and in Life. What amazed me about this book, Stuart, is that, you know, this has sold well over a million copies. But tell our listeners, in South Korea of all places, this thing just went insane.
Yes, it was the largest selling book of the year. About 40% of all the sales have been in South Korea. Another 20% have been in China. People sort of relate to the notion there that I want to make the connections. The United States has a significant issue with conflict, maybe because of the way our legal system developed, maybe because of the economic crisis. But since about the death of John F. Kennedy, trust is half now what it once was.
Yeah.
And lack of trust costs money, and it costs very significant economics because it takes longer to do deals with people. Countries that have more trust between people, they tend to make more money per unit time negotiating.
Stuart, talking about attorneys and Congress, before I forget, litigation lawyers, are they trained incorrectly? Now, I know to litigate is not like you're not trying to propose marriage here, but, you know, when you look at divorce attorneys and litigation attorneys, some of them just love being, you know, it's posture and annihilate. That's their strategy.
It's a mixed bag. The legal profession is changing. Some lawyers are traditional, some are not. I helped settle a case in federal court here in Philadelphia about 2 years ago. Judge Sanchez was the judge. I called up during one of the hearings to help you on the speakerphone. It was a defamation case, 4 years, $1 million in legal fees. I said to the participants from Phoney, California, how many principals are in the room? And there were three. I said, how many lawyers in the room representing the three principals? And there were five. And I said to the principals, in the next couple of years, do you want to use your retained earnings to build your respective businesses, or do you want to pay these other guys? They went right to the magistrate and settled the case. So you want to give people a vision of what's possible.
Right, right.
And some lawyers do it, some don't.
Well, you've always said, make sure you know the picture that is in the other person's mind. That's one of your, you know, that's one
exactly.
of your rules.
More important, I gave a speech to women at Google the other day, and I said there are 50 more important cultures in this room than just women. There is people who like to program computers. There are people who like to cook. There are rugby players. There are people who like to go to the theater. There are those cultures, the individual small cultures, are much more important than the stereotypes. So if I want to make a human connection, I need to make it on exactly what people believe who they are. Homeless people in Philadelphia that we've done studies on, the number one answer is I'm kind. The number two answer is I'm interested in reading, music, the theater, etc. And so very different from what people think of the stereotype. And also just think when they went to the hospital, if doctors use that to make the right connections to open them up.
Well, it's
to
all
talk about their treatment.
Because if you don't have that connection, that human connection, you know, there's an anecdote. Bernie Marcus, the co-founder of the Home Depot,
right.
You know Bernie, when he was on our program, he told us that when they were raising a guy named Ken Langone, a big billionaire in New York, great guy, very aggressive. He's raising seed money to launch the Home Depot. They went to Ross Perot. Now, Bernie had just come from his previous job at a place called Handy Dan's. He had a used Cadillac. They were going to offer Ross Perot 75% for, I think, $20 or $25 million of Home Depot. He says, you got to get rid of the Cadillac. Our people don't drive Cadillacs. Bernie says, it's a used car. I've had it. Our people don't drive Cadillacs. And he got tough. And he got screamed. They left. He says, Ken, find me somebody else. Ross Perot would have been worth an extra $40 or $50 billion, but he didn't connect on that little Cadillac. So, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Knowing what's really going on is much more important. The reason that people often get distracted is they get emotional.
Yes.
One of the big lies, maybe the biggest lie in negotiation, is it's about logic. Studies show that the more important a negotiation is to the parties, the more emotional they get, whether it's world peace, a billion-dollar deal, or my kid wants an ice cream cone. When people get emotional, they lose focus on their goals, which means there are listening problems, goal problems, and judgment problems. So the first thing I need to do in a negotiation is value somebody, is say, you know, what are you thinking about? Who are you? Let me tell you a story about Philadelphia that's kind of interesting. Do we have a minute?
Well, we have about 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Okay. A Latino woman gets stopped by a white cop in Rittenhouse Square for a ticket. The cop comes over and says all these illegal things, like you Latinos don't belong here illegally. The woman says, I believe in the U.S. laws. I'm sorry people are here illegally. I believe in laws. Can you give me a break this one time? The cop says, fine. She was dispassionate. She met her goals. She could have reported him. It wouldn't have stopped a ticket the size of her monthly rent.
Folks, an effective negotiation is nothing more than a simple conversation. Those are the words of Stuart Diamond, our guest today on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where two police officers have been shot this morning and are currently hospitalized, according to a district attorney who says he cannot discuss the severity of the officers' injuries. Many police still on scene surrounding a home where the shooter is reportedly holed up. Neighbors reported hearing dozens of shots earlier.
Campaign to governing are two different things.
President Trump at odds with his chief of staff, John Kelly, after Kelly makes some remarks about the president's views on immigration issues on Fox News last evening.
So he has evolved in the way he's looked at things.
Kelly then explaining that the president now understands that it's not a physical wall that will be built along the entire southern border, but Trump tweets this morning his vision for the wall has never changed or evolved from the first day he conceived it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're thrilled to have our friend Stuart Diamond with us. Stuart has the hottest course at the Wharton Business School. I'm sure the other profs will get upset about that, but it's true. His book on negotiations, his class on negotiations, his number one bestseller, Getting More, is really the foundation for that class. Stuart, we talked about making a connection. We talked about great negotiations. Effective negotiations are nothing more than a simple conversation. But you are a Wharton professor. You're an adjunct at Penn. You've taught at Harvard, USC, NYU, Oxford. You're a Pulitzer Prize winner. There's a lot of listeners that are saying, my Lord, that would be a great life to have, but how did he get there? So let me ask you this. Let's go back to the beginning, to North Camden, New Jersey, and tell us, where did you come from?
Sure.
What was life like growing up? What were your influences? What was it like?
I was born in Cooper Hospital in North Camden. We were dirt poor. We lived in North Camden. I remember the bathroom had a single light bulb hanging by a wire. My dad sold insurance. He wasn't very good at it.
For Metropolitan?
For Metropolitan, right. And I guess one of the things I learned from an early age is, first of all, how do you deal with the world in which there are lots of different power balances? And there are lots of different perceptions of how people are. Either you can end up hating people or you can learn something from each encounter. And for whatever reason, whether it's my parents or genetics, et cetera, I decided to learn what I could. When I was 10, my father did finally get a job selling insurance overseas. I went to an army school. I went to Germany in a really difficult anti-American time when the Berlin Wall was going up. And I saw – I began to see and ask myself – why are these people so angry? Why are they so different? And I began to appreciate the fact that there was more than one way to look at something. And even in your own town, even in your own school board, there are different ways to look at that. And then I think from then, from being a kid, 12, 13 years old, I began to think about if I could only try to get a window on what other people are thinking or feeling, I could probably tap into that and get them persuaded or get them at least to have a discussion with me. And so my whole life, that's what I did, and I've done it in every situation as a reporter for the New York Times, as a student at Harvard Business School and Harvard Law School and Wharton Business School, and in all the travels I've done in 50 countries. And I found that people one-on-one are basically the same.
When you grew up, I mean, I understand you got straight A's in high school, but you were floundering in college. You came back to go to Rutgers.
I graduated undergraduate from Rutgers. I was away from my parents for the first time. I was in the U.S. at that time was a strange culture to me.
Sure.
I spent my sophomore year reading Wordsworth in a library. But, I eventually found myself, became a journalist and so forth. But to me, it's always been, how do I collect information about the situation? One of the things I found when parties disagree with each other, they don't know enough about each other.
Right.
The parent doesn't know enough about the kid. The uncle doesn't know enough about the brother-in-law. And if you instead of just attacking, you step back and say, what's going on here? Tell me something. That 30 seconds can change everything. And that, I think, is another really big key to human interaction. Stop. Take a few seconds. Ask a question.
It erases a prejudice in your own mind you're creating. It's not there. It's an apparition.
Right. So often what you think was true was not true.
Right.
They're screaming at you. They called you a jerk. Maybe it's not about you. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad life, and you're the first one they came to see when they figure that out.
Or they're relating to an experience they had in the past, and they're just sizing you up for that because they don't know you.
Right. Now, you can really do a lot by collecting information on the other side, even in difficult situations. About a year and a half ago, some Taliban in Afghanistan kidnapped the sons of some tribal leaders and threatened to kill them. One of the fathers of the people kidnapped went on the local radio and started quoting the sections of the Quran that the kidnappers were violating and released the hostages.
Brilliant.
So getting information on how they make decisions is also key in negotiating.
You at one time had a gun stuck in your gut in the Congo. How you negotiated out of that?
That's right. The first thing I realized is in an emotional situation, the last thing you want to do is get emotional. So the first thing I said to the government official and the soldier was, you're absolutely right to do what you're doing.
Right.
Because they're the ones with the power. Right?
Sure.
Then I looked over my shoulder and I saw the pilot of the plane I was going to take off on. He saw this picture, you know, a Westerner, soldier, gun, et cetera, came over and I told him about, you know, that we had these tickets, et cetera. And he talked to the people in Congo and said, you have a contract with me. I want my passengers.
It's all about empathy.
And this was the third. I'm always looking around for third parties. Often, the right negotiator, when my wife is mad at me, is my 12-year-old son. He represents my position to my wife. And so I'm looking around for a third party who the other party feels better about at the moment than I.
Absolutely. Independent verification, there's no question about it.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at Steve Forbes' column, the one quote under his, right, which I think it's from Proverbs, where it says, with all thy getting, get understanding.
Right.
I mean,
right,
it just makes so much sense.
That's right. People get caught up in the moment, they forget that.
Well, that's right. And the other thing I want to reiterate, which you said, and I think it's so important, and most of us as human beings forget it, but when it comes to important negotiations, the number one most important thing besides understanding the other side is keeping your cool. It's so easy to get emotional. But as you say, the more emotion you have, the more you're going to lose.
You're right. Studies have shown, every major study in 50 years has shown, that parents who regularly beat their kids reduce their kids' IQ. More than half of all parents in the world beat their kids. It's probably a good bet that parents don't say to themselves, my kid's too smart, I think I'll slap him around some more. It means they don't know that there's a better way to do this. When my kid wouldn't eat vegetables when he was three, we said, how many vegetables are in the world? He said, too many to count. And I said, Mommy and Daddy agree to cook every vegetable in the world. You can taste them and you can spit them out. And he made a motion like spitting out with our tongue, and he thought that was funny. Number 26 was edamame beans. And he ate like 90,000 of them until he was
edamame, they're good.
But he got the decision.
Right.
And that made him feel better, took a little more patience, but we had a kid who ate vegetables after that.
You know, as you say, it's incrementally. It's understanding them, and especially with kids. I mean, kids are master negotiators. You know why? Because they got a heart like nobody else, you know.
Well, they also have no power, and so they have to notice other people.
Right.
Studies show the more power you get, the less you notice other people. And so you want to act as if you're a kid, that you have less power. You notice who they are, and then you'll figure out how to persuade them.
Folks, our guest today is Stuart Diamond, our friend, professor at the Wharton Business School. Number one bestseller, his book, Getting More, was number one on all the lists. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today. When we get back, I'm going to ask Stuart about a couple mentors in his life that inspired him. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. There's a blog known as the MBA Mission, and they profile professors from various universities. If they like them, they'll tell you. If they don't, they'll tell you that, too. The blog stated, Wharton has several accomplished and popular professors who teach negotiations, but students generally perceive Stuart Diamond as the rock star of the elite bunch. Stuart, every one of us, we're nothing more than a combination of our experiences, our mentors, our influences. You were working at Newsday, and you mentioned to Billy and I in the past that you had a very powerful mentor, a gentleman named Bob Green. Tell us, who was Bob Green? How did he affect your life? How has he changed you?
Bob Green was a literally and physically larger-than-life character. He was an investigative reporter. He won several Pulitzer Prizes. And I worked for Bob Green at Newsday, and he was a tough guy, but he understood the human dynamic. And I learned many things from him that made me who I am.
Give me an example.
Focus on one thing at a time and do it well and do it completely.
So you were a multitasker then?
Yes, and he said one thing at a time. Make sure you look ahead and prepare for tomorrow. I remember about 3 or 4 years before Three Mile Island, Bob Green called me in his office and said, Stuart, one day there's going to be a nuclear accident, and I want you to be ready.
Did he really?
And so he, yes. So a lot of really good businessmen tell me the same thing. The reason I'm successful, they say, is my ability to see the future. Actually think about tomorrow. Most people think about the next hour or day or week. And I say when you're Thelma and Louise and you're already in the air having driven off the cliff, it's too late. And so the more I plan ahead and think, those are two things I got. And the third thing I got from Bob Green is never, ever give up. No matter how many times they say no, keep going. And if they start getting mad at you, you say, how come you're mad at me for being consistent? Can't I meet my goals? So right. I'm not giving up.
People should realize that if you're an investigative journalist, I mean, you're negotiating 24/7 because you've got to get that content, that material. And that's what it's all about. Did that really sharpen your skills as a negotiator?
Yes. And Green was also somebody who told me that you get better information by valuing your sources and meeting their needs and finding out who they are as people. Most of the TV programs and movies paint journalists as tough, self-centered people. That's not the journalism that I learned. I learned to be close with my sources and to see what their needs were too.
There's not much difference between a journalist or a detective.
As long as it's not the stereotype of either.
Right.
You know, and you don't lose sight of what you're trying to do, which I'm trying to do something meaningful that does some good.
We'll be back right after this.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. We are so happy to have our friend Stuart Diamond, Wharton School professor. I believe you also are a Pulitzer Prize winner.
At the New York Times, part of a team investigating the space shuttle accident, the first one.
That's incredible. So you've got quite the dossier, Professor.
Well, I decided after I won the Pulitzer I wanted to try something else, and I was very interested in the basis of our social compact. So I wanted to know what lawyers did. So I went to Harvard. I got a law degree. And when I was a senior at Harvard, a third-year student, I ran a company on Wall Street that I sold for 40 times earnings. Mm-hmm. And while I was involved in negotiation at Harvard, law school, I really didn't understand the business very much, and I was afraid if I did it again, I'd lose my shirt. So I applied and went to Wharton Business School and learned more about business. And those are some of the influences.
Well, you were part of the Harvard Negotiation Project, correct?
I was associate director. I ran its outside consulting firm, you bet.
But then you wanted to take it somewhere else. It's pretty hard to move an institution, especially someone like Harvard.
Yeah, the Harvard model is, again, yes, models, is more about logic and finding alternatives. My model is more about investing in the other party and getting value from that investment. You make the decision before you make the investment, not after you make the investment.
Right.
And that's a significant difference.
Proactive versus reactive. I mean, you've got to think. Yeah. I've got several examples. So I'll rattle them off, and then I'm going to let you pick one. I've got a list, and there's a lot of them. Your negotiation skills and your advice, and I'm just going to say these are in the millions and some in the billions, but I've got Tyco. I've got Google. You know, we talked about the 2008 Writers Guild strike. I believe you got a call from Ari Emanuel, the famous agent, right?
I did, and again, I talked about, you know, are we happy? Do you want to try to do this better? And that worked. They called me again, actually, to try to help them negotiate the next contract. I want to tell you about Google for a minute.
Yeah, tell me about Google.
It's a very interesting story. Brian Quigley is one of Google's three top negotiators, and he's one of the 12 people I train who also teach there. About a year ago, he went to try to double Google's fiber optic capacity in the southern United States for one of its offices. 2 years before, they did the first tranche, which was $6 million, and the vendor wanted $6 million more. And instead of asking for a discount as a repeat customer, Brian decided to make a human connection, and he said to the vendor, "What can I do for you?" And the vendor said, "You could write me a reference letter on Google Stationery that I could build my business." And Brian said, "I could do that." And then instead of making business, like he said, "And what could you do for me?" And the vendor decided to give Google a discount off the $6 million price. Think for yourself, what discount? Mm. Answer, the price Google paid for the $6 million installation was $6,000.
Oh, my Lord.
A 99.9% discount. And that's not the first time that's happened at Google. You don't find that out unless you make the connection.
Well, you say, and you know, John Huntsman was famous for this in building his business, trade things of unequal value.
That's exactly right. All people value things unequal. The CEO of a major company in Philadelphia once told me the most important thing he ever did for his major client in a 20-year business relationship was to pick up the client CEO's mother-in-law at the Philadelphia airport one Saturday night. Has nothing to do with any deal, but it affects every deal. So again, what can we trade unequally? And a lot of people think it's just about the deal. It's not just about the deal. It's about making the connection and finding something to trade.
Stuart, what's amazing here is that whether it is your son Alexander, whether it was the example that one of your students, I believe it was in the emergency room, and the little girl was there trying to get blood from her and walked in and just like – But every one of these examples, whether it's international negotiations or negotiating with a child, it's the same process.
Yes, you find out their perceptions, you value their perceptions, you find out what they want, and you make the trade. No matter what it is, that's what you do.
You have a list. I've got a list here. Rules of effective communication. Always communicate.
The first rule is to communicate. If you don't talk to somebody, the message they get is, "I don't even value enough to give you the time of day." And the only options are war, litigation, and no deal. And yet, it's a stock and trade. The three of the major sports teams, NFL, NHL, NBA, wasted more than $1 billion in a shortened season for walking out on each other. It makes no sense at all. Even if I hate you, I want to find out what you're thinking.
Right.
And so the right answer to the statement, "I hate you," is tell me more.
Why do you hate me?
I want to be in their talk, even if they're my enemy. Whatever I think of my enemy, I'd sure like to know the contents of their head before deciding what to do, even if it is to bomb them back to kingdom come.
Right.
So I am in there trying to find out. And this notion of I'm not talking to you unless I get a concession, it doesn't work. Why would I give you a concession if you don't even value me enough to talk to me? The whole thing is backwards.
What about, Stuart, and you've done a lot of this. There's so many domestic U.S. companies, U.S. domestic companies now doing business in China and other countries, and I'm sure they have this perception, how am I going to negotiate with this culture who I don't even understand?
You're not negotiating with a billion and a half Chinese. Well, you're negotiating with one person
right,
who may be more or less the same as the cultural norm. Cultural averages are interesting in socioeconomic and political studies. In one-on-one negotiations, they are irrelevant.
Right.
First, you have to make the human connection.
And then listen. And then listen. Do a lot of listening. So many people want to talk in negotiations, but the most effective tool is listening.
That's exactly right. I want to make a short statement, hear what they have to say. And if they interrupt me, I want to stop and hear what they say because I want to learn something.
One of the greatest exercises when you invited Billy and I to attend one of your classes on negotiation was the alpha-beta model. And what he did, what Stuart did, what Professor Diamond did, folks, he split people up into two groups. And he had them do role reversal, that you assume the personality that is your exact opposite.
Right. A really good thing to do, that anybody can do, there's a model in my book that helps you do this, is when you have an upcoming negotiation, play the role of the other party and make the best case you can against yourself. This will help you figure out what they're feeling and how to persuade them. Have somebody else play you so you can watch yourself negotiate through the eyes of the other party that you're playing. It's tremendously effective in figuring out how to convince people.
Anything that I forgot that you want to share with listeners, anything at all as we wind down here?
Sure. Try something. Try anything. Do something small. Go to a store. Ask if they ever give discounts. Try to ask your kid if they're a trade. Don't think of solving the whole world. Think of one thing at a time, and little by little, one will get better and better and get more.
Folks, Professor Stuart Diamond from the Wharton Business School, his number one best-selling book called Getting More sold well over 1 million copies. It's international. It is really the Bible of negotiations today. I also want to thank Eric Schumann here on location at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania, Michael Parks, our producer, Ethan Resnick, Marketing Coordinator, Preston Resnick, Director of Communications, and of course, each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, my best friend. Most of all, folks, thank you for tuning in and being with us. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where two police officers have been shot this morning and are currently hospitalized, according to a district attorney who says he cannot discuss the severity of the officers' injuries. Many police still on scene surrounding a home where the shooter is reportedly holed up. Neighbors reported hearing dozens of shots earlier.
Campaign to governing are two different things.
President Trump at odds with his chief of staff, John Kelly, after Kelly makes some remarks about the president's views on immigration issues on Fox News last evening.
So he has evolved in the way he's looked at things.
Kelly then explaining that the president now understands that it's not a physical wall that will be built along the entire southern border, but Trump tweets this morning his vision for the wall has never changed or evolved from the first day he conceived it. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The government set to shut down tomorrow night if there's no deal reached, so now the House is expected to vote on a bill to avoid that shutdown by imposing a short-term funding bill to keep the government running for another 4 weeks, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term bill. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp says they're hoping the Democrats will come around.
It's very clear that Speaker Nancy Pelosi is playing this game. Republicans and